the Fargo Craft Beer Tour is this weekend at the Hilton Garden Inn. If you have the VIP ticket, you get in at 1 and public in at 2, and we'll talk more about it right now. We have one of the organizers and a master brewer himself, Christian Medford. How are you doing there, Christian?
Doing really well, thank you.
Very good. Good to have you here. So, is this the first Fargo Craft Beer Tour?
It is. It is the first one that we've put together. I'm really excited about it.
I thought for sure I would have heard of it before. Can you, for the uninitiated, explain what a craft beer is, please?
A craft beer is a beer that really is brewed in small batches, and it's not as mass produced. And I like to say it's brewed with love and a little flavor.
And why do they taste so much different, than, say, what I drink normally?
Well, it's a different style of beer, typically. It's not a lager. It's typically an ale, although there are lagers as well. So the fermentation is done a little bit differently. The brew process is different. And then, honestly, with the craft beer industry, it's all about making it a different flavor. So they add a little bit of different things in there, different hops, different malts, heck, even fruit.
And pine needles. I've seen that described in one particular Pacific Northwest brand.
Spruce tips, yes.
Yeah, right, a hint of spruce. I have Rich Ristvedt here with me, and he's going to be a vendor at the Fargo tour with Uncle Larry's Beef Sticks. Do beef sticks go well with craft beers?
Absolutely. A nice IPA would go great with a beef stick.
Yes, good afternoon, Christian. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good to talk to you.
Good, good. Now, we're going to have a lot of IPAs and a lot of that good hoppy beer out there, right?
Absolutely. I just did a count. I went through my program, and it looks like I will have some different variations of pale ale, about 30 different variations of those.
Now,
some are double, even more.
IPA, India Pale Ale. What other combination of letters will you have there at the Fargo Craft Beer Tour?
Well, it often confuses people, and I don't want to get too much into the detail of that, but there are American Pale Ale. Some are just called Pale Ale. Obviously, we'll have the Indian Pale Ales, some double IPAs as well. And then we'll have some stouts, lagers, kind of like the stuff you like to drink. We'll have ambers, blondes, a lot of fun stuff to it. I mean, just whatever variation you can find.
Believe me, I can't wait for this event, but I am not an experienced craft beer drinker, but I do practice, don't I, Rich?
Yes, you've gotten even better, too, yes.
Yeah, I'm practicing.
You know,
but
let me just get a little Cliff Clavin here real quick. Oh. You know, the regular beer, the Buds, the Coors, the Millers, those, their segment is decreasing. They're losing sales, where the craft beer is gaining sales by like 15, 20% every year.
Where do you get the crops by which you produce your craft beers, Christian?
Well, oftentimes the breweries will try and keep it local. So they will try and go with Minnesota-grown hops or North Dakota-grown hops. They try and keep it locally grown.
Are there hops growers in North Dakota?
Oh, yeah.
Oh?
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have some Fargo beers in there as well, aren't we?
Yep. Fargo Brewing Company is actually a sponsor. If you get one of the VIP passes, you not only get to come in an extra hour early, but you get a T-shirt that comes with the ticket, and it has the Fargo Craft Beer Tour logo on the front and the Fargo Brewing Company logo on the back. So something to take home with you, too.
So when people show up for the Fargo Craft Beer Tour Saturday at the Hilton Garden Inn, they'll be given little 2-ounce cups?
It's actually a 5-ounce sampling mug, but the legal ramifications say that it has to be a 2-ounce sample. So it's about half of the cup when you add on that little bit of foam head there as well. So, but it does the job, trust me. There's about 100 different beers. I printed off a program looking at it now, and I have check boxes next to every single beer. If you have every single one, which you're encouraged to, you'll be sitting kind of nice. Pretty happy.
Or leaning kind of nice. The Fargo Craft Beer Tour, again, it is this Saturday at the Hilton Garden Inn. And I know you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we do. Yep.
I see you have 1,519 likes so far. Now, wait a minute. 1,520 likes now, as of now. So I'll keep track. How does one go about getting a VIP ticket for $40?
Well, there's a couple different ways. Bottle Barn Liquor is the one that is helping us bring these tickets out to people. So you can go to any Bottle Barn, and it's actually cheaper to buy your tickets at any Bottle Barn stores. You can buy them for a couple bucks extra online or at the door. It'll be $5 extra. Mm-hmm. So go to Bottle Barn this week.
All right. Well, this is the first ever Fargo Craft Beer Tour, and the hours officially are from 1 p.m. to when do you kick? Oh, 5 o'clock. But the public, general public, is from 2 to 5. The VIPs get in an hour early.
Right.
All right, anything else I need to know? How come if it's called India Pale Ale, how come sometimes it's dark?
It has to do with the hops or malts that are in there and how long they're roasted. So it typically, you know, you hear a pale ale and just looking at the color, it should be paler in color. But some of them will roast their ingredients a little bit longer, which gives it a little more color to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be fun. I know you're going to be well attended. Christian Medford, Master Brewer, what's your gig? What do you brew masterly?
I don't necessarily do it masterly. I more drink masterly. I more have a lot of friends that are the bigger brewers than I am, because this stuff honestly takes a lot of my time to plan all these, talk to all these breweries, get their beer in, and promote it all. It's a lot of fun, but it's a little bit of work.
Well, good for you. Again, it's this weekend. I wanted to mention it because our radio group is involved in sponsoring this. Officially, it's Rock 102, those rock and roll guys down the hall.
Yeah.
They're kind of loud. You know, they run their monitors loud, and they play different music. But actually, they're very popular. All right, Christian Medford, good to touch base with you. Anything else you want to say, Rich?
Well, Christian, I'll see you this weekend, and we're going to give away a lot of samples of beer and Uncle Larry's beef sticks.
Oh, yeah, it'll be good. After the marathon, everyone will be nice and tired and need a couple beers.
Good to talk to you, man.
Looking forward to it.
See ya.